Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. Good morning, everybody. How are we? It is Tuesday. It's the 20th day of November, and that is Cheap Trick there. If you want my love, you got it. Morning, everybody. It's 5:07. Dawn's starting to break. Mostly sunny today. Only a slight chance of a shower inland and up to about 27 degrees. And looking at the radar, it all looks pretty good. Couple of dots up around Woolleye in towards Grafton and sort of west of Port, but they're only tiny little specks, so I think we're in for a beautiful day today. Hope you had a good Monday, and it was certainly busy foot-soldiering around here at Triple M, but we're ready to go for another one today. We've got a big weekend coming up too with the weekend What's Out, What's On. out at the huge celebration at the Settlers Inn for their 40th birthday. And the off the back of a truck sale. So we'll talk more about that a little bit later. Yes, indeedy. Major news stories of the day. Well, about 1 o'clock this morning, Jarryd Hayne was officially charged. The NRL star has been bailed to face a Sydney court early next month on sexual assault charges. Locally, motorists are advised to change traffic conditions on the Oxley Highway at King Creek and Timbertown from today for heavy patching and resealing work to be carried out. To minimise the impact on motorists, the work will be carried out between 7 p.m. at night and 7 a.m. in the morning. Should be completed by Sunday, December the 9th, weather permitting, of course. Now, in sport, Pakistan, this is an amazing story. Chasing just 176 to win the first test against New Zealand, held 7 wickets in hand and needed 46 more runs. But it lost 7 for 41 after lunch. On day 4 to hand the Kiwis an epic 4-run win. Can you believe it? 7 for 41. Locally in sport, in swimming, the Kempsey Swim Club meet tonight at the pool in Belgrave Street at 6. And in golf, at Kew there's a Stableford today, and in Port there's also a Stableford followed by the AGM at 3 p.m. On the show today, plenty happening, including, of course, more of the supercar reveal. Yeah, if you can guess what our supercar is, you're going to pick up an entry on Friday to win, right, a supercar's watch from John's Family Jewellers. It's the Pulsar supercar's watch. It is so sought after. And we're getting ready for the Newcastle 500. And we're getting ready to give you the watch of your dreams. You should see, like, the presentation in this thing, the box that it comes in, the detail on it. It is so sought after. They're worth $399. One of you is going to win that today. Also, we continue the best of after 7:30. We'll announce who you, the Triple M listeners, have voted as the best butcher on the Mid-North Coast. And coming up just before 8, I'll release the new category of the best of. Who are you voting for today? Also, the birthday wheel, $1,000 up for grabs there. And if your birthday today, you're sharing it with the likes of Bo, Derek, Joe Walsh and Richard Dawson from Hogan's Heroes. Christy in with What's On the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union, and a whole lot more, including your calls on 13 27 10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au, get us via the Facebook site, or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 5:10.
We love our city. Feels good.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus? Buckinghuge Palace, England, where Queen Bessie and Prince Philippousis were enjoying dinner with their oldest son, Prince Charlie.
I say, Bessie, the new French chef will have to go. This is the worst egg and chips we've had all week.
Yes, Philip.
The eggs are not hard and the chips are not soggy. French muck. You should be put to the gun. Pass the claret.
Sort of mumsy. Could you please pass the spam?
Oh, speaking of spam, where's Camilla, Charles?
Philip!
The Duchess of Cornwall is sort of resting. Mumsy?
Yes, Charles.
Camilla says we're all getting older and, well, we sometimes get a little bit forgetful. Sort of, even you.
Me? What have I forgotten?
Well, you've forgotten to sort of retire.
What?
Camilla says perhaps you'd be happier in a home with other forgetful people.
Nothing wrong with a forgetful woman, Charles, particularly if she's married, eh?
Charles, there's nothing wrong with my memory.
But Camilla said you sort of left your crown in the oven yesterday.
No, I didn't.
And you know that bridge in Surrey you opened last week?
Yes.
Well, Camilla said you got there early, as old people do, and opened the bridge before it was finished, and a busload of orphans sort of went over the edge.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
Don't listen, Bessie. It's just another silly attempt by Camilla to get into your crown. Is it? Oh, bother, why didn't I get any of that keen Greek insight?
Before they were married, it was Camilla Parker Bowles on Charles's arm. Now it's Camilla Parker Ass on Bessie's throne.
Indeed. Forget it, Charles. You and Camilla will never be king and queen.
Sort of, why ever not?
Because they'd have to change the shape of our money to get your ears on it.
And you could never cut ribbons, Charles, because it involves carrying scissors.
Yes, and if we put Camilla in the crown jewels, she'd look like a pharaoh's coffin.
What I'm saying, Charles, is that to rule Britain, one must have style and class and taste, all right?
Yes, Mumsy.
Now pass the bread and dripping before it congeals.
Yes, Mumsy.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock.
Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
As production on the Warner Brothers' upcoming Joker movie continues, Joaquin Phoenix was spotted filming scenes in his full Joker costume. The actor was also seen portraying the other side of the Joker, a much different character named Arthur Fleck. Now, Phoenix's double stunt took over for a dangerous scene where the Joker was struck by a taxi cab whilst running from two policemen. The Veronica singer Jess Oreglaso and actor Ruby Rose has sensationally soured, with the pop star accusing her ex of continued harassment over a four-month period. And Anne Hegarty, alias the governess from The Chase, almost quit the UK version of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here after just a few hours. The Chase star, who has Asperger's syndrome and was in tears, eventually regained her composure and decided to stay for now.
I don't like spiders. I'm quite picky about my food. I don't like the idea of being trapped underwater. I'd have these sort of pathetic little Tyrannosaurus Rex arms. I'm very bad at sort of, you know, pulling myself up by them. I can't do chin-ups or anything. Why am I even doing this?
Let's get back to the
music.
Triple M.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. He likes the look of the day today. Good morning, Bluey. Oh, there he is. He's clipping his phone across there. What a cracking start to the day. How did we go yesterday, though? Were the fish sort of hanging around? Are they ready to bite?
Yeah, they've sort of come on the bite. They were late coming on the bite yesterday, but they did. The wind stayed down, and we had a good day on the water. We fished up some flathead, some whiting, and on the beaches we picked up some quality bream late afternoon, so that was good.
Excellent. What about today? Again, we're looking at that nor'easter to really hammer us later in the morning. Top of the tide at 7:30. Where are we going to go?
Yeah, we're out to the estuary this morning. We're going to fish on the northern banks because we are going to get that nor'easter today. So out to the banks, northern banks, we're going to take a few prawns with us. We're going to target bream and blackfish.
Okay, the estuary for bream and blackfish on prawns. I like that.
Now, I've got results through from the Loredan Hotel Fishing Club and also the North Haven Bowling Club Anglers. Both weigh, you know, pretty similar to the same sort of size and fish, mainly because of the conditions. Deep Sea Boys did it really tough. I was surprised some guys went out, but they got snapped at 2 kilos. Pearl Perch, the biggest one between the two clubs, was 1.3. Sand flathead around the 3/4 kilo mark, and a few nice wild morons around the 1/2 kilo mark. Beach and Rockers didn't do too bad with brim to 1/2 kilo, whiting to 300 grams, salmon to 2.8, and some nice dusky flatheads around the 1/2 kilo mark. So very similar sized fish, both clubs weighed in.
All righty, okie dokie. Well, that's good. Any clubs out this weekend?
Yes, we'll have a couple of clubs out this weekend, I suppose. I don't know, I've got nothing here at the moment, no.
Nothing? Nothing at this stage?
No.
Okay.
I'll try and hunt up some news.
Okay, fair enough. And did you see any... You would have seen more people yesterday than you would have seen on Sunday, Bluey. I was worried about
Sunday
you.
Sunday wasn't a bad day. There were a few people inquiries. You know, it's this time of year when people are looking at, Christmas presents and things like that. So you're still getting a few people through the door. So it's all right, yeah.
Oh, that's
as
good.
As you said, yes, Sunday was a terrible day, that wind and sort of drizzly rain sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, shocking.
When are we going to get our proper seasons? Like, we haven't had spring. It definitely hasn't been here. And summer's going knocking on the door, mate.
Oh, I know. It's going to be here. Well, talking about 30 degrees from tomorrow, Bluey. So, We'll wait and see what happens there. I know you're talking about your yabby pumps for the fishermen in your family. And you'll be closed Christmas Day this year?
Yeah, just Christmas Day. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Just 2 days off a year, Christmas Day and the triathlon.
Fantastic. Okay, well, good stuff. Now, also, we know you love your supercars. You're heading to Newcastle.
Yes, on Saturday, yes. Yes, down with Toy World and Woody's.
Oh, goodness me. What a touring party. When are we leaving, Bluey?
We're leaving about 7 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, fair enough. Well, yeah. We will miss you because you're going to the races. Now, this week, compliments of John's Family Jewellers right near the traffic lights, Horton Street, Port Macquarie. We're giving away the John's Family Jewellers Pulsar Supercars watch. You've just got to simply reveal the name of the supercar. And yesterday we were talking about the Knight Rider. Oh, how good was Kit Bluey?
Oh, very good.
Oh, the talking car. It was unbelievable. The Hoff. Yeah. What a great combination, yeah. A talking car and the Hoff.
Yes.
Now, what charity are you going down to the races in, Bluey? Are we going down in the Volvo or the Commodore? What are we going down in?
Oh, no, Toy World will be the driver.
Toy World's going to be the driver, fair enough, okie dokie. Now, while you're going to the races, Otto and I are going to be at the Sets, which is about a five iron from your place, right? And the off the back of a truck sale there, Bluey. Huge specials just in time for the festive season. You could hear, I remember the halcyon days of you backing up the Mighty Boy there. Whatever happened to the Mighty Boy, Bluey? Do you ever see it around?
Nah, must have went to the wrecking yard in the sky, I think.
Okay, we're going to be at the drive-through Botlo, right? The official roundabout opening has happened. The prawn man will be there. Free coffee and donuts. And we've got a donut eating competition. What do you think about that one, Bluey? Eh?
Oh, go Otto.
Ah, yes.
Go Otto.
Yes. The Port Breakers are going to be cooking up a storm on the barbecue. We've got great prizes to be won. The off the back of a truck sale. We will be there on Saturday. And I just do worry about Otto with the donuts. You know, he's our own version of Homer Simpson. Would you say that?
Yes, most certainly.
And he's got more hair. Anyway, we'll see you there on Saturday and just wave you goodbye as you take off, Bluey. We'll just be setting up and you and Toy World and Woody will be just flying down the highway.
We will be.
Oh, good on you. All righty. For the fishermen that are heading out today, look, it's going to go pear-shaped very quickly today. That is a cracker sunrise. You're saying heading out early to the Northern Banks?
Yeah, Northern Banks of the Estuary. Take a few prawns with you. We've got the Hawkesbury prawns at the moment, so they're going quite well. Out the Northern Banks and try for a brim or a blackfish.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Mostly sunny and a top of 26 on the Mid-North Coast. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Royal Far West is attempting to identify children's developmental issues at the Rotary Youth Hall in Wauchope tomorrow through a special screening service known as the Healthy Kids Bus Stop. Community Manager for Royal Far West, John Reid, says it's an opportunity worth grabbing.
It's a one-off opportunity for us to be in these locations, and often we as parents, we're not trained to know if there is some slight issue with our child or not. So it's a good opportunity for parents, A, with any concerns, to come and speak to the allied health specialist, but also if they just want to be sure that there's no concerns, it's a good opportunity for that as well.
Registration required. Search Royal Far West Healthy Kids Bus Stop for all the details. The New South Wales government giving deer hunters in the Mid-North Coast area a little more freedom, lifting regulations in a bid to assist farmers manage numbers. The changes mean seasonal restrictions are now suspended, also allowing the use of spotlights and other electronic devices when on private property. Minister for Primary Industries, Niall Blair, says recent research suggests that deer numbers across the state have almost doubled since 2009. Share the Dignity have launched their annual It's in the Bag campaign. Residents urged to drop off bags filled with essential items for women in need. 290 Bunnings stores across the country will serve as the drop-off points, including the one right here on Lake Road, Port Macquarie and Smith Street, Kempsey. Share the Dignity founder Rochelle Courtenay says all it takes is an old handbag.
We're basically asking local residents to fill a handbag with essential hygiene products and everyday luxuries, then drop it into their nearest Bunnings store or trade centre by the 2nd of December. The donations will then go on to make a real positive difference to women in need.
And Fairfax reports changed traffic conditions on the Oxley Highway today at King Creek and Timbertown. Heavy patching and sealing work is needed. It'll be carried out at night and wrap up on December 9. Round 7 on the weekend in the second grade Hastings River District Cricket Comp. Comboyne Kendall Blues, 7 for 146, overcame Macquarie all out for 144. Comboyne Kendall Orange also on the winner's list after chasing down Camden Havens, 91. A high-scoring clash in Port Macquarie, where the Pirates Buccaneers made 6 for 207. However, the Magpies comfortably reached the target. Bonnie Hills Lake Cadi got the win over Wauchope, and Beechwood failed to make it to the 210 set by the Port Pirates Mutineers. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto. If real estate is a bit of a puzzle, see Lang & Simmons, Port Macquarie's number one, where it all comes together for you.
Good morning. We have a light nor'westerly wind blowing, producing really clean conditions, those protected northern corners and some of our open beaches. And there's a bit of surf around today. We've got two swells, a little bit of leftover easterly swell, but the main swell's a southeast swell. Wave size around that 3 foot mark, and those northern corners are the wave magnet areas, and they attract all the wave size. So you may get a little bit bigger wave there today. We do have a high tide around 7:30 this morning. Low tide is around 1:30 this afternoon, and the water temperature's around 23 degrees.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast, and coming up next hour, supercars. Yes, we need you to name our supercar. It's a supercar reveal. You might pick up that watch worth $399. Everybody calls it the Ooga Chaga song. That's not the name. It is not called the Ooga Chaga song. It is called Hooked on a Feeling from Blue Suede, who wore really, really big flares and had big hair. There you go. It is 8 to 7 on what is a glorious morning across the coast, up to about 27 today. Slight chance of a shower inland.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yes, here he is, Lee Jollo, ready to rock and roll with another big day of news here on Triple M. Good morning, Lee.
Yeah, g'day, mate. I mean, it is the Ooga Chaka song.
It is the Ooga Chaka song. You've got to say it.
Let's not be too politically correct.
Just call it the Ooga Chaka song. I mean, really, come on. Here you go. I know they say Hooked on a Feeling, but they say Ooga Chaka a lot more, don't they?
Yeah, oh, heck of a lot more.
It's like songs like that, like Tub Thumping from Chumbawamba. It is, I think, one of the very few songs in the world where the title of the song is never mentioned anywhere in the song.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of think that's cool, but when you say one sort of word just that much, you got to name it after that.
So, yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like, you know, The Offspring, who are touring, they're going to be here first week of December, I think. Mm-hmm. The song called Come Out and Play, but it's always just you've got to keep them separated. I mean, why don't they?
Yeah.
They should consult us, the common plebs, about what they should name these songs.
We know.
We know.
Yes, absolutely.
And by looking at the front pages, you know too, Lee. What are they saying today?
Yeah, mate. So in the Daily Telegraph, the headline there, Jailed Hain, NRL superstar Jared Hain was sensationally arrested yesterday and now faces a charge of aggravated sexual assault against a 26-year-old woman on the night of grand final. The maximum penalty for the charge is 20 years in jail. Hain attended Ryde Police Station about 4 p.m. where he was arrested by Sex Crimes Squad detectives. As well as that, the House full sign is up, says PM. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has revealed he will lower migration caps to prevent cities like Sydney from being swamped with new arrivals because Australians are saying enough, 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 in quotation marks there. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, CBA, we put profit ahead of people. Commonwealth Bank Chief Executive Matt Comyn has admitted to a broken culture at the bank that saw it repeatedly prioritise profits over the interests of customers. This included charging inflated mortgage broking commissions and unjustified fees and selling dud insurance to tens of thousands of customers. And court approval, next step for Nine Fairfax deal. Fairfax Media Chief Executive Greg Highwood is confident a takeover by Nine Entertainment Co. will go ahead after shareholders voted overwhelmingly for the merger despite plans by former Domain boss Anthony Catalano to block the deal in court.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you very much for that. And some testing for students locally on the Mid-North Coast.
Yeah, this is a pretty good one because Royal Far West, alongside the local health district, are combining to provide the free kids health clinics, the Healthy Bus Kids Stop, at the Rotary Youth Hall in Wauchope tomorrow. The program aims to identify childhood developmental issues before they start school. community manager for Royal Far West. I had a chat to him, John Reed. He says any youngsters between 3 and 5 are welcome to register online. So to do that, search Healthy Kids Bus Stop, and you can get your child checked out. They go through a series of tests to make sure they're all ready for school, and any, I suppose, developmental issues that parents might not have picked up on, they can be tested for that, and you can move forward and make sure they're all good.
I wonder, are they doing any tests about cleaning their room?
Oh, that would be a good one.
I think there'll be a few failures there. All right, Lee, thank you very much for that. Toddling off back to the Triple M newsroom down the hallway to bring you the latest in about 3 minutes'
time. Across the Mid-North Coast, Triple M's on the quest for the Mid-North Coast's best. This is the best. For Holiday Coast Credit Union, home of the best new car loan.
Yes, and it is so much fun saluting our great businesses and community groups on the Mid-North Coast. The only people that get to vote are you, the Triple M listeners. And we're just about to announce the winner of the best butcher on the Mid-North Coast with 25.6% of the vote. All right, now, we always do live radio here, folks. Let's try and ring them to see if we can grab them. And again, thank you to everyone who's taken the time to vote in the best of. It's for Holiday Coast Credit Union and their best new car loans. Let's see how we go here, if we can talk to the winner. Okay, it's ringing. If it goes to Message Bank or someone picks it up.
Elbow Butchery, Charlie speaking.
G'day, Charlie. It's Strawny at Triple M. How are you going?
Good, and yourself?
Good, buddy. I'm just ringing to say you guys have just been voted by the Triple M listeners as the best butchery on the Mid-North Coast. How about that?
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is, Charlie. Congratulations, buddy. It was over 25% of the vote, and you picked it up by 4 votes from Coppy's Butcher Block. And there was a nice little boutique butchery shop in Sawtell that was also in the running as well. So we cover a fair clump of the Mid-North Coast. And you, Charlie, and the crew at the Elbow Butchery in West Kempsey have been voted by the Triple M listeners as the best butchery. How about that, champion?
That's awesome.
Good on you. Now, what time do you guys start to, Charlie?
Open about 7, but we're here from about 5.
Yeah, well, there you go. You're sort of working breakfast radio announcers hours. Only thing is, you blokes are still there, what, at about 5 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Good on you. Congratulations, Charlie.
Thank you, Stoney.
Good on you, buddy. The winner of the Triple M Best Butchery on the Mid-North Coast, the Elbow Butchery in West Kempsey, as voted for by you, the Triple M listeners. The best of, thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union and their best new car loans.
Across the Mid-North Coast, Triple M's on the quest for the Mid-North Coast's best. This is the best.
For Holiday Coast Credit Union, home of the best new car loan.
Yes, and it is so much fun saluting our great businesses and community groups on the Mid-North Coast. The only people that get to vote are you, the Triple M listeners. And we're just about to announce the winner of the best butcher on the Mid-North Coast with 25.6% of the vote. All right, now, we always do live radio here, folks. Let's try and ring them to see if we can grab them. And again, thank you to everyone who's taken the time to vote in the best of. It's for Holiday Coast Credit Union and their best new car loans. Let's see how we go here, if we can talk to the winner. Okay, it's ringing. If it goes to Message Bank or someone picks it up.
Elbow Butchery, Charlie speaking.
G'day, Charlie. It's Strawny at Triple M. How are you going?
Good, and yourself?
Good, buddy. I'm just ringing to say you guys have just been voted by the Triple M listeners as the best butchery on the Mid-North Coast. How about that?
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is, Charlie. Congratulations, buddy. It was over 25% of the vote, and you picked it up by 4 votes from Coppy's Butcher Block. And there was a nice little boutique butchery shop in Sawtell that was also in the running as well. So we cover a fair clump of the Mid-North Coast. And you, Charlie, and the crew at the Elbow Butchery in West Kempsey have been voted by the Triple M listeners as the best butchery. How about that, champion?
That's awesome.
Good on you. Now, what time do you guys start to, Charlie?
We're open about 7, but we're here from about 5.
Yeah, well, there you go. You're sort of working breakfast radio announcers hours. Only thing is, you blokes are still there, about 5 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Good on you. Congratulations, Charlie.
Thank you, Snorny.
Good on you, buddy. The winner of the Triple M Best Butchery on the Mid-North Coast, the Elbow Butchery in West Kempsey, as voted for by you, the Triple M listeners. The best of, thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union and their best new car loans.
Across the Mid-North Coast, Triple M's on the quest for the Mid-North Coast's best.
This is the best.
For Holiday Coast Credit Union, home of the best new car loan.
Yeah, we had the Elbow Butchery announced as the best butchery on the Mid-North Coast with over 25% of the vote this morning. Our category starting from now is the best pie on the Mid-North Coast. Now, this, again, I reckon, is going to be very, very competitive. Gee, I love pies. Fair dinkum. All right. Now, only Triple M listeners can vote. Head to triplem.com.au and register your vote. Make your vote count. We love how passionate you are about things here on the Mid-North Coast. And the best of is the perfect example of that. Who has the best pie on the Mid-North Coast? TripleM.com.au, the Triple M listeners, our tribe will speak. The tribe has spoken about the butchery. The tribe will speak tomorrow at 7:30 about who has the best pie. Come on, tell us your thoughts. TripleM.com.au, the best of, thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union and the best new car loan.
Triple M birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, we go to Warhap and say a very good morning to Mark. How are you, Mark?
I'm good, Stoney. How are you?
Terrific, buddy. What are you doing today?
Not much today.
Not much today. Well, you lucky thing. Enjoy it. And I hope to make it even better for you, Mark, to do not much with $1,000 in your pocket. We've got to match your birthday on the wheel for 40 Wings. What number are we looking for you, Mark?
21.
All right, champion. Here we go. Come on, number 21. The birds are chirping in the background.
Yes.
Oh, no, Mark. We're exactly 10 out. It's landed on the number 31.
Oh,
sorry about that, Mark. What type of birds have you got there in the background?
Let's see. That'd be the rosellas, the wild ones.
Oh, the wild rosellas. Oh, fantastic. Yes. Have you got any of the yellow ones? Do you reckon they're a pretty bird?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, they're amazing. Anyway, sorry about that, Mark. As my mum used to say, like the parrot on the biscuit tin, you weren't quite in it, but you are in the draw at the end of the month for the consolation prize, which Christy does the Triple M bag up, jam-packed full of goodies. Good on you, champ. Thanks for the call. Other birthdays today on this Tuesday, 20th day of November, Joel Patterson is birthdaying today. Morning, Joel. Now, gee, I knew this bloke when he was tiny little bloke, and now I can't believe, was he 35 today? Good on you, Joel. I'm sure the wife and kids are going to make you feel extra special today. Joel, all the very best, champ. Also, people like Joel that are birthdaying today are sharing their birthdays with the great Bo Derek, guitarist Joe Walsh, and Richard Dawson, who was Newkirk in Hogan's Heroes, all born on this day.
Oh, Strawny.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It's Strotty for Brekkie. And voting open right now for the best pie on the Mid-North Coast. Head to triplem.com.au and the best of Elvis and Suspicious Minds. It's 13 to 9.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, and here's Christy. Good morning.
Good morning. You've got me hungry for a pie now and it's not even lunchtime. Thank you.
What's your favourite? I really do like pepper steak. Have you got a favourite?
Oh, I like the steak and mushroom.
Steak and mushroom, yeah, okay.
I don't mind a bit of potato on top too, or the mushy peas.
If you can get the mushy pea one and the gravy, oh my goodness.
Ah, stop it.
I know, because they used to call those pie floaters when they put them in the gravy, remember? You're too young. You're too young. What am I? I'm kidding myself.
No.
Come on, Christy. What's doing today?
Well, yes, let's move on. The Bowerville Art Group meet today at 9 o'clock at the racecourse. And Zumba dance classes are every Tuesday at the Valley Beach Tourist Park. There's two sessions, 10 a.m. in the Wolfshed, which is a low-impact class, and 6 o'clock in the large conference hall, which is a medium to high-impact class. And the Kempsey Library hosts free technology workshops for seniors today from 10 o'clock. The Tech Savvy Seniors Program assists seniors who have limited or no experience using technology to learn new skills, access information online, and stay connected with their friends, family, and community. It's a good one for you to get along to, Stormy.
Yeah,
you struggle on the computer.
I knew you were going to say that.
Had to dub you in. But anyway, look, we all have those issues when it comes to being tech savvy. So get along to the Kempsey Library from 10. And Kempsey Community Suicide Prevention will host their first of a range of community forums tonight from 6 o'clock at the Melville High School. Now, this event is for any adult within our community who wants to know more about how to best support their young people in the area of mental health. So find out more about the Kempsey Community Suicide Prevention today. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Thank you, Christy. Yeah, it certainly has. That's it for us on the show for today. Thanks for your company. It was great fun playing Supercar Reveal. It was great to reveal the Elbow Butchery as your favourite butcher shop on the Mid-North Coast. Now, I didn't put two and two together at first, but this is young Josh Ball's butchery, the Elbow Butchery in West Kempsey. And we know the work he does for the community, particularly with the farmers. He never mentions his business when he's talking about the hay run. He's a good bloke, and it's a great bit of karma there that you, the Triple M listeners, have voted the Elbow Butchery the best butchery. Well done, Josh. Fantastic. Good bit of karma. Now, today, we want you to vote for your favourite pie place on the Mid-North Coast. Who makes the best pies? Yep. Head to triplem.com.au. It is that simple. Also, coming up tomorrow, we will give you the best of the worst in Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. If you've heard an absolute howler that has still made you laugh, head to triplem.com.au. You can email us, Facebook us, or better still, call us tomorrow. Enjoy your day, everybody. Ray after 9 on 131 873.